read this story. We've read it recently, I think. This is from, on a Wednesday night we did. This is from Mark chapter 4. This version of one of the times that Jesus did some cool things in a boat. He did a lot of cool things in a boat, by the way. This is verse 34 of Mark 4. And he was not speaking to them about parables. He was explaining everything privately to them, to his own disciples. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go to the other side." And leaving the multitude, they took him along with them, just as he was, in the boat. And other boats were with them. There arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so much that the boat was already filling up. And he himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" I think they said it a lot louder than that. And being aroused, he rebuked the wind and said to the storm, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so timid? How is it that you have no faith?" And they became very much afraid, and said to one another, "Who is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." I was just thinking about this morning at home in prayer. Again, this week I'm staying at home trying to do some writing, and so I'm doing my stuff there and just coming in for noon and an occasional appointment. But when I think about the fact that you and I are seated in heavenly places in Christ, we're not seated next to Christ. Christ is seated and we're in Christ in that place. And so when you think about that chair, there are two things I think about when I think about a chair. The chair that Christ is seated in and that we're seated on because we're in him. One, it's a throne, and therefore it's a place of great authority. But two, quite simply, it's a chair, so it's also a place of rest. And those two things are so connected. You and I are in Christ, and therefore we share his authority. But only from a place of rest can you and I ever exercise that authority. Jesus took a nap in the midst of a terrible storm. But then he exercised authority, and there was a great calm. Now that's a lot like a lot of us, that once we beg and plead for Jesus to do something about our situation because we're sure we're going to die and drown, and then he does something, and then after that, there's a great calm. It's always so peaceful when Christ makes bad things go away, isn't it? When the wind stops blowing. The problem is, lost people are at peace during those times too. Jesus had a great calm about him in the midst of the storm. And so the Lord just said to me this morning, "Chuck, if you can nap in a storm, you can rule from a throne." Because you've heard me say this before, I want to explain it a little bit more. Psalm 110 talks about, well, let me just read it to you. It's a great scripture. "The Lord said to my Lord," so the Father speaking to his Son, "sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will stretch forth your strong scepter, ruling from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies." God wants us to rule in the midst of spiritual warfare and all the stuff that goes on in the storms, but you can only rule from a resting position. If you've been around long enough, you've heard me say this before. If you don't rule from a resting position, you'll try to rest from a ruling position. In other words, you'll try to find rest from a ruling place by being in control. When you're fearful, you try to control everything. When you're afraid of what the outcome might be, you give in to control. And so you try to find rest from a ruling position. But biblically, we're supposed to rule from a resting position. There's a big difference. How many of us do the other, right? Instead of ruling, exercising authority, ruling from the throne because I'm able to nap spiritually in the storm. I just bought a t-shirt that says, Jesus takes naps. It's about this. We'll find ourselves in our minds, in our emotions, and sometimes by our actions, trying to take over, take charge, to rule so we can find a place of rest. See, resting is actually resting in His peace. We talked about that before. That no matter what you might be going through, the only issue is does Jesus have peace about it? And if He does, then you can nap with Him. Nap in Him. Resting in the peace of Christ is an invitation to not know everything. Did you know that? Scripture says it's a peace that passes understanding. And so if He's at peace about it, doesn't mean that now He's obligated to explain to you how He's going to work it out. That's not biblical peace. It's being at peace when I don't understand. And so resting in the peace of Christ is an invitation to not understand everything. The life of faith acknowledges that there's only one expert at war, and it ain't me. It's Jesus. That's what it says in Song of Solomon, chapter 3, that He's the expert at war. And because He's the expert at war, I don't have to be afraid of the terrors of the night. You know, the things that I can't see that go bump in the night, but I'm not sure how it's going to look like in the morning. Last night, Henry, who's over 13, he doesn't like storms, but sometimes I think he dreams about storms. And our window's facing west, and so if he sees something going on outside, or if he dreams about it, all of a sudden he crawls away from his little space in the end of the bed, and I just hear this like Darth Vader in my face. That was last night. So we have to get up and go outside. I assure him the world's not coming in. We come inside, turn a light on. What he wants me to do is to sit up and watch so he can go to sleep. But he finally figured out if I was okay, he was okay. I think that's what it's like, right? If Jesus is okay and I'm one with Him, then I'm okay. But from that place of napping in the storm, then I can rule from the throne. Because I'm seated on a throne. I'm not standing on top of the throne screaming and hollering and shouting and calling the prayer chain. I'm seated on the throne. And I get to rule from a resting position. That's our privilege. Amen? Father, I just thank You for Your word to us. May it cause a hundredfold harvest of the peace of Christ and the authority of Christ to come forth from our lives. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.